You're on your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about going for a walk to get your fitness up, sticking to a walking plan. But maybe if you really want to be a real go-getter, a marathon could be something you work towards. I'm joined by Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SA and NT. Imelda, how are you?
Good morning, Jordan. I'm really good, thank you.
So the Heart Foundation, going with their latest initiative, the My Marathon, what's that all about?
Yeah, so My Marathon is something that we run every October, and it's a fitness and fundraising challenge that allows you to conquer a marathon at your own pace throughout the month. So people who sign up to My Marathon can walk or run a marathon, and they seek some sponsors to help us raise funds for life-saving heart research. So, you know, unlike most marathons, which you have to complete in about 4 hours and run 42.2 kilometres, which is more than my brain can think about, this one you can sort of tick off the list over the month.
Right, so it's a well-paced marathon.
It really is well-paced, and you can do it by yourself or with your friends, you know, just break it down day by day, do a couple of kilometres every day until you've hit the 42.2 kilometre mark. However, we know that some people complete well and truly more than just the one marathon over the month. Some people last year did three or four, of course, because they're
show-offs.
Very, very fit and can do a lot more than most of us.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. And I guess the longer you leave it in the month, the more you got to do by the end of the month. So it's a be kind to yourself and start early.
That's exactly right. That's a great point. The other really fun thing about this is that we're asking a lot of workplaces to sign up. And, you know, then we're finding that you can set up teams within the workplace, and that becomes a bit of a challenge, who's going to have the best team and who's going to do the most kilometres throughout the month. So that's also another really good motivational factor. And, you know, we've got some great businesses that have already signed on in South Australia. So the Credit Union, the good old Credit Union SA, signed up with us, and the 16th Regiment of the Royal Australian Artillery, the Woodside Barracks, they've signed on, and that other great iconic South Australian company, Roof Seal, they're going to get their employees moving, amongst many others that are signing on as a good fitness challenge for their staff, as well as raising some great funds for the Heart Foundation.
Yeah, and so I guess signing up with a team, is it you split the 42 kilometres between each other, or you're all trying to hit that target?
No, you all try and hit the target, so the more the merrier, yeah.
So if anyone individual or maybe someone or business is listening to this and they're keen to get involved with the My Marathon, how do they sign up?
Yeah, so you can go to our website and just put in mymarathon.com.au, and you'll find all the information there that you actually need, and lots of instructions on the website about how to set up your individual fundraising page and how to log your personal kilometres. If you're in a workplace that's set up groups already, then you'll be able to click into your workplace's page. For example, the Heart Foundation in South Australia, we've joined with our teams in Northern Territory and Western Australia. We've called ourselves the Desert Dwellers, and we're competing with our other team members in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. So we're hoping that our side of the country can beat the other side of the country, so it's all good fun. But all the instructions really are on that website, and we're hoping that we can get thousands of people across the country all walking during the month of October.
Yeah, and I know that something that has definitely grown over the course of the last couple of years is that state rivalry, especially when it comes to, you know, whose premier is better than whose. But that's not what we need to get into today. So how do you actually keep track of your kilometres? Is it something that is logged on the website, or is it kind of like the honour system?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So if you've got one of those, a smartphone, you can download a fitness app, and that will automatically link, and then you can link that fitness app to our My Marathon, and so that every time you walk with your phone in your hand, the steps will be counted. Or you can actually just log your kilometres yourself, and you don't need anything special to do that. So for all the people that don't actually cling on to an iPhone as they walk out the door, then they can just do that manually.
Now, and, we, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, obviously, the Heart Foundation, this is in the spirit of raising awareness for heart disease and improving our heart health. When it comes to doing marathon lengths, I guess spreading it out over a month is with the idea that it's healthier or, you know, safer for someone with a heart condition to complete?
Yeah, look, I think if you've got a heart condition, hopefully you would have had that conversation with your doctor by now and you'd know how far you are allowed to walk. So absolutely work within your limits. There's absolutely no pressure to... If you're not a marathon runner, then we don't expect you to start running that marathon in October, but just go slowly and at your own pace and within any restrictions that your medical professionals have advised you to take.
No worries. Well, Imelda, we're just out of time, but once again, how do people get involved?
Mymarathon.com.au, and you'll find all the information there.
That was Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT on your Classic It's Breakfast.